Kind of sports dirt heavy here. I did not know anything about this, but if you watch sports, you certainly know the name Joe Buck. His current employer is ABC ESPN. Is that correct?
That's right. I always think of him as Fox still.
I know.
Even it's been like 3 years
Yeah,
now.
It took me a second to wrap my head around it.
Yeah. I think he and Troy Aikman are the best team on the NFL. It's out there. I'm going with that. I think it's Buck Aikman are my favorite on the NFL.
You know me. I'm a Sunday mute guy.
Oh, that's right.
I don't need it.
Do you know what? I saw Buck in a preseason interview talking about their broadcast of an NFL football game. And do you know what he said really helps him? He tries to stay quiet during important moments in the game. So because now versus, you know, many years ago, you have so many microphones picking up sounds on the field or in the stands. He turns that part of the broadcast up in his headphones as a reminder. We don't hear it as loudly as he does. And it's as a reminder to, like, be quiet while the whistle blows or the fan cheers or there's a grunt next to the end zone. You know, he's like, don't get in the way of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like his number one rule is say less than you think you should, perhaps, you know. And that, and he's like, that's just the way he's approached it for many years now.
Oh, I can appreciate that.
And you know what else he said? He used to do a lot of work for Fox. He'd do Fox baseball and, of course, football and anything they had, he was the voice of. And now, since he's only on Monday Night Football, like, he hasn't worked since last year. You know, it's been several months since he did anything until the preseason. And once he got back in the booth, he was like, man, do I remember how to do this? And he said it took only about one series to get right back into the flow of it.
Well, it's funny you mention that because it sounds like he and his wife and their kids went to Cabo San Lucas in Mexico over the summer. And so on the week of the 4th of July, they were all, the Bucks were in Cabo.
Yeah.
And I've only seen his wife's photograph this morning. It was the first time I saw her. But I think she used to be a cheerleader, and I think she may have been a broadcaster, too, or is a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't be sure. Well, Joe broke his wife's ankle playing golf.
How?
This, you talk about the craziest set of circumstances. This, they posted a video on Instagram yesterday or the day before on their way to the hospital. They were in Cabo on 7th of July.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to play a Big E-style round of golf, 10 holes.
Right. Hey.
I like it.
Don't let
18 is just, that's the max.
Don't let society dictate do you play 9 or 18. Play what, Big E and I play 7.
Play what you feel.
Fine, play what
I
you
play
feel.
Play 8.
Exactly. Yeah, perfect. 10 hole round of golf. Right.
So someone else was watching the kids. Maybe they had a limited time window, so they got in 10 holes of golf. The plan was to play 10, grab something to eat, and get the kids.
Beautiful. Yep.
At tee number 10. To be their final hole of the day, as Joe prepared to tee off, his wife, Michelle, who apparently is quite fit, does what she often does on golf courses, handstands and cartwheels.
While he's playing golf, she does a handstand or a cartwheel.
This is clearly his second wife.
I was thinking the same thing.
I mean, this, I know. Say less.
She's out there doing cartwheels.
I don't even need to look it up. This is second wife behavior. This is younger second wife behavior.
I bet she was the one who told him to say less.
Yeah.
Shut up. Keep it way down. Yeah. He's like, yes, dear. Fine. Yeah.
Right there. Boom. Dunzo.
She's doing cartwheels while he tees off.
Yeah.
No need to fact check me. Second wife.
I guarantee he's right.
So she is upside down while he is teeing off. His ball hits her square in the ankle.
Oh, my God. How bad a shot did he hit?
I don't know.
Good Lord.
But it shattered her ankle.
Wow.
Shattered
Ah.
She was in a hard cast, they said, for 6 weeks. Now, the doctors tell her the bones are healing, but the nerves aren't. So the wife, Michelle, was getting nerve blocks, lidocaine, was not touching the pain. And trust me when I tell you this, nerve pain is a whole different ballgame.
You've had it.
That's shingles.
You know it.
Yeah.
That's the
nerve
worst.
Nerve pain is
the worst pain.
Way different.
Oh, my God. And, you know, she probably wasn't that far from him. If you get hit by a golf ball 250 yards away, it's one thing.
This is probably going 150 miles an hour.
And right she's off the right tee. There close to him doing her cartwheels. Man, that's a bad shank, Joe. I mean, I love you, but geez.
So they made the video. Her doctor said, look, to save your ankle, We need to do surgery. So they needed to do surgery to decompress the nerve around the ankle.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I bet she deals with that the rest of her life. I bet it never goes back to feeling just like perfect. You know,
What? You're probably right. It might be one of those deals where she'll develop arthritis there.
Exactly. Don't you think? I mean, if it's that bad.
And Joe Buck, for his part, says he is consumed with guilt over it. But the wife says it was the flukiest of flukes. But she was upside down.
And where? I mean, that's my question. I mean, if she's right in front of him, but she knows she's not. I bet he jerked it right or left, and she was off the cart path. And man, and how does it? What a small area to hit her ankle. I mean, how big
with
is
a golf
that?
Ball?
With a golf ball that he rifles from the tee box. Mm-hmm. Casey, you have a comment on Joe Buck. Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys are absolutely correct. It is his second wife, and she was a Denver Broncos cheerleader.
Yeah.
Well, there you are.
That's my team.
You probably oogled her.
I probably have. She was a Bronco. He probably met
her. He's up there in the booth looking down.
Of course he met her. Yeah.
Second from right.
That's where he met her. At a Broncos game. Probably when Manning was playing. They used to do a lot of Broncos games, you know, when
star power.
Yeah. Now you get the five to the lowest of the low teams, broadcast teams. Yeah, Fox in the Mile High. No wonder they went to the Mile High City so often. Yeah. Man, that is something.
Imagine the reaction from the first wife when she finds this out.
Oh, she broke her ankle. Oh, doing a cartwheel. What a shame.
That is second wife behavior.
Second wife, kudos to you.
Listen, second wife will go golfing with you.
Oh, yeah.
First wife will send you out that door alone.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You want to go golfing with me? You just want to sit in the cart while I golf? No. I'm not doing that. Why would I do that? Second wife. Absolutely, baby. Let's go together.
I'll do a cartwheel.
I'll do a cartwheel while I'm waiting for my turn.
Yeah, sure.
Nah.